Please welcome today's contestants. A project specialist from Camarillo, California, Mandy Friel. A film advertising executive from Los Angeles, California, Claire Marie Murphy. And a returning champion, a software engineer from Santa Monica, California, Garrett Markham, whose one day cash winnings total $14,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Hi, everyone. Hey, we may have started a new positive trend on yesterday's program. We got to clear the board in the Jeopardy and Double Jeopardy rounds. In Final Jeopardy, we had only one correct response out of three positions. Let's see what happens today as we welcome Claire Marie and Mandy. Good luck, players. Here we go. Here are the categories you get to deal with. Talking front office baseball, followed by words at their final resting places. In the next category, add a vowel. Each correct response will be two words, not one. That's followed by potent portmanteau. Yes, we can, noted C-A-N in quotation marks. You all know what that means. And then we get to welcome a newcomer.
You got your four-footed goats, your greatest of all time goats, and some amazing human beings who combine the two. Clues about mountain goats and what they accomplished way up there.
All of the clues delivered by Ken Jennings. Garrett, start.
Let's go Mountain Goats 200.
All right, Ken.
One of the first two men to summit Everest and a part of my personal Mount Rushmore of all-time climbers. He also tractored to the South Pole 5 years later in 1958.
Garrett.
Who is Edmund Hillary?
Correct.
400, goats.
In 2015, Donnie Arnold climbed this 14,700-foot peak in the Pennine Alps in 1 hour, 46 minutes. But I did Disneyland's in, like, a minute.
Claire Marie.
What is the Matterhorn?
Yes.
Portmanteau for 200.
First step in making frosé. Do this to rosé wine. Garrett.
What is carbonate?
No. Mandy.
What is freeze?
Yes.
Portmanteau 400.
To make a Jaeger bomb, drop a shot of this German liquor into Red Bull. Claire Marie.
What is Jägermeister?
That's it.
Portmanteau for 600.
Rum Chata cream liqueur combines rum and this sweet cinnamony drink. Mandy.
What is horchata?
Yes.
Portmanteau 800.
Frou-frou drink of vodka, cider, and schnapps. And that frou-frou drink is an appletini. Mandy, back to you.
Portmanteau 1000.
Ideally, the bottle of beer inverted into a Corona Rita would be a Corona. But a different beer from this country will do. Garrett.
What is Mexico?
Yes.
Let's go Mountain Goats 1000.
Go Canada. In 2018, Monique Richard overcame a fall into a crevice to be the first woman to solo summit this mountain, Canada's tallest.
And Canada's tallest is Mount Logan. Garrett, back to you.
Mountain Goats 800.
Answer, Ken.
Braving sub-zero temps on June 7th, 1913, Walter Harper was the first person to stand atop this 20,310-foot peak. Of Athabascan heritage, he was the one Native American member of the expedition. And the mountain itself is now known by its indigenous name.
Garrett.
What is Denali?
Denali or Mount McKinley, yes.
600, Mountain Goats.
Though the free rider route takes most people 4 days, it took Alex Honnold about 4 hours, ropeless and using some holds the width of a pencil, to climb El Capitan in this national park.
Andy?
What is Yosemite?
Yosemite is right. And if you see me looking over my shoulder just now, yeah, Ken did a really good job there. Mandy, back to you.
Yes, we can, 200.
It's the bird seen here. Mandy?
What is a canary?
Right.
Yes, we can, 4.
While number 2 in the United States, it's the number 1 vegetable oil used in Canada and Japan. Garrett.
What is canola?
Good.
Yes, we can, 1,000.
It's another name for the Bible's Song of Solomon. Mandy.
What are the canticles?
Good.
Yes, we can, 6.
The Pont de Québec is the world's longest bridge of this type. Claire Marie.
What is suspension?
No. Garrett.
What is cantilever? Cantilevered?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we can, 800.
This once popular term for a young female hospital volunteer referred to the red and white uniform. Claire Marie.
What is a candy striper?
You got it this time. You remembered that C-A-N had to come up in each correct response. All right, we're going to take our first break. Back in a moment. Mandy Friel is a project specialist, and she is also a very patient lady, I would think. When did you first audition for Jeopardy?
I auditioned in either the late 90s or early 2000s with my dad.
Did he want to audition, or did he want to put you in?
He thought we both had a good shot, so we took the test together here, actually, and I'm here now. So, patient indeed.
All right, good for you. Claire Marie Murphy is a film advertising executive. I get a lot of mail from viewers, fans of the program, who tell me they started watching Jeopardy with their grandparents. Wasn't that the case with you also?
Yes, my grandmother watched Jeopardy religiously every night, so she really got me into it, and I loved watching with her. I think she'd be quite proud of me today, and I hope to make her and the rest of my family proud, too.
Good for you. Garrett Marcotte is a software engineer. Our champion likes hiking and mountaineering and has a goal that applies to this state.
That's right. When I moved to L.A. a couple years ago, I started hiking with the Sierra Club and found they have a list of all of the 5,000-foot mountains in Southern California. And so I set out to climb all of them.
How many are there?
285 on the list.
Oh, my gosh. How long is it going to take you? Forever.
Well, I'm about a quarter of the way there. So
really?
We'll see.
Well, good for you. All right. Claire Marie right now is in command of the board. Go ahead and make a selection.
Words for 200.
Heroine of the Underground Railroad. Nurse and scout in the Civil War. Garrett.
Who is Harriet Tubman?
Yes.
Baseball, 1,000.
Sarah.
Praying at Brooklyn's Plymouth Church helped this Dodgers general manager decide to take a big step and integrate baseball with Jackie Robinson.
Garrett.
Who is Branch Rickey?
Correct.
Baseball, 800.
Ted Turner was quoted, "I bought this team because I'm tired of seeing them kicked around and wanted to put them on TBS." Garrett.
We're the Braves.
Atlanta Braves, yeah.
Baseball, 6.
Oops. Mets owners invested $500 million, a ballpark figure, with this man whose Ponzi scheme struck out in 2008. Claire Marie.
Who is Bernie Madoff?
Yes.
Baseball, 400.
In 2017, this ex-Yankee shortstop was part of a group that paid $1.2 billion to buy the Marlins. Mandy.
Who is Alex Rodriguez?
Nope. Garrett.
Who is Derek Jeter?
He's the one.
Final resting place is 1,000.
This British leader of men in Antarctica, I hold that a man should strive to the uttermost for his life's set prize. Claire Marie.
Who is Shackleton?
Ernest Shackleton. You got him.
Words, 800.
This OK Corral survivor, that nothing's so sacred as honor and nothing so loyal as love. Garrett.
Who is Doc Holliday?
Nope. Claire Marie or Mandy? Should have gone for the obvious. Who is Wyatt Earp? Back to you, Claire Marie.
Word, 600.
Answer there. The Daily Double. You can take the lead away from Garrett. You have less than a minute now.
2,000, please.
All right. Mother of the modern-day civil rights movement.
Who is Rosa Parks?
You got her. And you're in the lead. Go.
Words, 400.
This musician, Satchmo. Garrett.
Who is Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong, yes.
Do vowel, 1,000.
Add a U. Stationary becomes a very poor person. Garrett.
What is paper and pauper?
Good.
800, vowel.
Add an O. A male sheep and the way he might wander around. Claire Marie.
What is ram and roam?
Good.
Vowel, 600.
An I. A high-fiber cereal item transforms into an organ you should be using right now. Mandy?
What is brain and bran?
Yes.
Vowel, 400.
An E. To cut, perhaps, diplomatic ties becomes extremely harsh. Garrett.
What is sever and severe?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 6,200. You're in the lead. Mandy at 2,800 goes first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back, we'll have the board ready. Not even putting on your pants, but please do. The entire process can be done at home. with a click of a button, and we don't care what you wear. From the anytime test to online auditions, you can use your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Just go to Jeopardy.com and get started. And you know what? It's a lot of fun.
Contestants who appear on Jeopardy will be required to wear pants or some sort of out-of-the-house clothing.
All right, Mandy, if you're ready, here are the categories for this Double Jeopardy round. We start off with historical hodgepodge. Next, 1990s Best Picture by tagline. We're talking about Academy Award Best Pictures. Enzymes and amino acids comes next, followed by speed reading, religion, and finally corporate lingo. Off you go.
90s Picture by tagline, 400.
Directed by Spielberg. Whoever saves one life saves the world entire. Sarah Marie.
What is Schindler's List?
That's it.
Picture 800.
Lieutenant John Dunbar is about to discover the frontier within himself. Claire Marie.
What is Dances with Wolves?
Yes.
Picture 1200.
Set in the 16th century, a comedy about the greatest love story almost never told. Garrett.
What is Shakespeare in Love?
Yes.
Picture 16.
To enter the mind of a killer, she must challenge the mind of a madman. Mandy.
What is Silence of the Lambs?
Yep.
90s Picture 2000.
Answer. Really better. All right. Your chance to take the lead away from Garrett.
1500, please.
All right. Here is the clue. It's a hell of a thing, killing a man.
What is Natural Born Killers?
No. What is Unforgiven, the Western with Morgan Freeman and Clint Eastwood? You're at 2900. It's still early. Go again.
Hodgepodge 400.
In 2002, Germany ditched this monetary unit, DM for short, for the euro. Garrett.
What is the Deutschmark?
Yeah.
Hodgepodge 2000.
Captured by the Persians, the magnificent peacock throne was built for this Mughal emperor, who also built the Taj Mahal. And that would be Shah Jahan. Back to you, Garrett.
Hodgepodge 16.
The Middle Ages is usually defined as the period between the fall of Rome and the fall of this Byzantine capital. Garrett.
What is Constantinople?
Yes.
Let's go speed reading 16.
Oddly, never act in haste is the moral of the 1892 adventure novel, The Dash for This Sudanese Capital. Garrett.
What is Khartoum?
Correct.
Speed reading 12.
Answer. Maybe double.
I'll do 4,000.
All right. For an even 15,000, if you're correct. It's the four-letter title of Lisa Patton's novel about students caught up in the frenzy of matching students with sororities.
What is Rush?
Rush is right. And that does it for the Daily Doubles. Go.
Speed reading 2,000.
Robert James Waller's second bestseller left the bridges of Madison County for a slow waltz in this title place. Slow waltz in Cedar Bend. Back to you, Garrett.
Religion 400.
The five solas of the Protestant Reformation include sola gratia, salvation by this alone. Mandy.
What is grace?
Grace, correct.
Religion 800.
The Quran, plus the words of Muhammad, form this immutable legal framework for Muslims. Mandy.
What are the five pillars?
No. Garrett.
What is the hadith?
No. What is Sharia? Back to Mandy.
Religion 1200.
In the 19th century, Mirza Hussein Ali Nuri founded this faith in Iran. He's the founder of Baha'i. Back to you, Mandy.
Religion 16.
Most of these Buddhist discourses, such as the Lotus One, begin, "Thus have I heard, I being Ananda, who memorized them." Garrett.
What are sutras?
Yes.
Religion 2000.
Latin mandatum novum, a new commandment, led to this name for Easter Sunday minus 3 days. Claire Marie.
What is Maundy Thursday?
Yes.
Corporate lingo 400.
In baseball, you do this to avoid being thrown out as a runner. In meetings, it means to follow up with a person. And that expression is touch base. Back to you, Claire Marie.
Corporate lingo 800.
In biology, it's all the diverse organisms in a location. In business, it's all the parts of an industry. Garrett.
What is an ecosystem?
Correct.
Lingo 12.
You can do this to change songs on a record, or in business, to generate a desired reaction or change the outcome. That's what happens when you move the needle. Garrett.
Lingo 16.
A printing term for an image that pushes past the margin is this edge, more innovative than cutting edge. Garrett.
What is bleeding edge?
Yes.
Lingo 2000.
This adjective describes a mountain that can be climbed or a company that can handle increased sales or workload. Claire Marie.
What is scalable?
Good.
Hodgepodge 12.
Robert Ford, who killed this outlaw in 1882, was himself murdered a decade later. Garrett.
Who is Jesse James?
Yes.
Speed reading 8.
A 1965 expose by Ralph Nader warned that the Chevy Corvair was this adjective at any speed. Garrett.
What is unsafe?
That's the word.
Let's go Hodgepodge 8.
After this woman died, Clark of Lewis and Clark became the legal guardian of her children, Lisette and Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau. Mandy?
With Sacagawea?
Yes, with less than a minute now.
Enzymes 400.
Cytochrome P450 enzymes in its liver help detoxify this marsupial's mainly eucalyptus leaf diet. Claire Marie.
What is a koala?
Right.
Enzyme 16.
Add sodium to glutamic acid and you end up with this three-letter flavor enhancer. Claire Marie.
What is MSG?
Yes.
Enzymes 2000.
mRNA, short for this type of RNA, leaves a cell's nucleus carrying instructions for amino acids to form a protein. Garrett.
What is mitochondrial?
No. What is messenger RNA? Claire Marie, back to you.
Enzymes 12.
The enzyme rennet is crucial to cheese making as it causes milk to separate into these semi-solids and whey. Claire Marie?
What is curd?
Yeah. And with that, you go to 13,800. And you're well positioned to challenge Garrett in final. And Mandy could be a very important factor as well. Final Jeopardy subject today, geography fun. Geography fun. I hope it's fun. We'll find out when you reveal the truth.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by
a push for billboards in South Baltimore despite a temporary ban. Why the community is fighting back against the idea.
Then one-on-one with Baltimore County's police chief on the investigation into this controversial email.
Tonight at 10.
Sketch your pumpkin design with one of these hyphenated markers so that you can remove any mistakes before cutting. What is a dry erase marker? Happy Geico Week. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
I just looked at the final Jeopardy clue, and it is geography fun. I hope you folks agree with me. Players, here comes the clue. It's the largest country in area that begins and ends with the same letter. 30 seconds. Good luck. Helps that it's also a continent. We come to you first, Mandy. You were in third place with 3,300. Which country did you come up with? You picked Algeria. It's very large, but it is not a continent. And so it'll cost you everything you had, dropping you to zero. Let's go to Claire Marie now. She had 13,800. She was in second place, and she came up with Australia, and that is the correct response. And it will add how much? 13,000 to her total, putting her in the lead with 26,800. Now over to champion, Garrett Markoff, 18,200 going into final. And he came up with Australia. Did he risk enough? More than 8,600? He did, yes, 9,500. He has a $27,700 payday today and a two-day total of $41,700. Well done, young man. We'll see you tomorrow. Join us then also, won't you, ladies and gentlemen? Until then, so long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Pain can weigh you down.
but you're resilient. And ITI No Mess fuels your resilience. Fast-acting, targeted pain relief. ICI.
Would I serve my family really matters.
Which is the only egg good enough for my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.